This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean, around the world too, via the internet and streaming live online on the satellite. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, to all of our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out goes to all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs, whether you're up there in Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the frozen tundra of North America, or Aramco over there in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Sign up over there, get in the chat room, talk to us. There's 73 people in the chat room right now. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And during the break, you and I there were talking about the difference between manufactured fear and manufactured what?
Well, somebody that we mutually know keeps, you know, asserting in a robust manner that this is a manufactured crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And do I agree with that? My sense is no. It is a manufactured fear, but we are in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a distinct difference. And so as long as media keeps going out to these grocery stores and showing all the shelves being empty, I would say they're manifesting fear. It's like, stop it. To the point where Amazon is hiring 100,000 people to deal with the demand, and they're giving all of their employees a $2 an hour raise immediately.
They were delivering groceries in my neighborhood by the truckload yesterday. You know those vans they've got? They were in my I came home from the doctor yesterday morning. There was a van going down the street with a big tray going in here, a big tray going, and it was groceries from Publix, I think. Unless they're selling, they're selling groceries. That's what it was. There were big Amazon tubs loaded with stuff. Sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes three, all the way down the street. I couldn't believe it.
Okay.
By the way, Jim Scudo, you know who he is, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he didn't help the matter either by saying, well, you're going to have to quarantine in place and you won't be able to, you need to get your supplies now. Isn't that the same fear?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, several years ago, all these TV shows, I mean, TV networks were doing all these shows on preppers and making fun of all the preppers. Suddenly, the preppers seem to be kind of smart, don't they?
Oh, yeah, and I'm one of them. Because I got stuff, but I did it because of the hurricanes.
Well, I mean, that's what you do. You prep for any condition.
Yep. So, what do we do now, Coach?
Well, what you do now is you just behave and do what officials are telling you for 2 weeks. So if you know the results are good or better in 2 weeks, then we don't have to spread this out until July or August, which is what President Trump suggested yesterday that, because he keeps asking that question of all of these officials, how long are we going to deal with this? And then, you know, are we going to go into a recession? So, I mean, all those questions are being asked in the Trump White House, and rightly so. And so media is asking those questions, and he's not sugarcoating it. But he's saying, you know, let's just behave and do, if we got to shut down for 2 weeks, let's shut down for 2 weeks. It's a whole lot better than 3 or 4 months, isn't it?
Yeah, and by the way, you'll be upset about this one. You won't be able to wear your pretty hat because they moved the Kentucky Derby from May to September.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
So you'll have to save your hat for later. Isn't that when the women all wear the fancy hats?
Yeah, I've been to the Kentucky Derby. I did check that off my bucket list, but that was many years ago, actually. So I've okay. been there once. I did wear a hat. It's over with, so I'm going.
Okay, why is the FCC chairman, Mr. Carr, wanting to know why and how Congressman Adam Schiff got secret subpoenas? Why is he wanting to do that?
Well, the secret subpoenas were no surprise because it came out during the impeachment trial in the Senate. And we knew this because it was also coming out, if you will, during the House inquiry. But now it has escalated itself mm-hmm. because he was proceeding in secret, getting the cell phone transactions of Congressman Devin Nunes, Rudy Giuliani, mm-hmm. And, you know, a few others. And so now the FCC is involved because that just ain't a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
He did some journalists as well. And then they were trying to assert that Devin Nunes was having conversations with Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not exactly true. Because an awful lot of people call into offices. It doesn't mean they took the call.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that maybe they just left a voicemail. So that's what Schiff was doing, was he was saying, ha-ha, see, we got these cell phone calls going back and forth. Well, he only knows that because of these subpoenas. So now the FCC is going after Schiff. Rightly so.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And if you want to opine, ask any questions, Kathy Curtis is going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations, and since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association, of which I am a national spokesman. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and a couple of things will happen. Number one, when you click on the USCCA logo link on my website, down will come the free gun a day giveaway, and you sign up for that, and good luck with that. Hopefully we can announce somebody winning the free gun here one of these times. And then right behind it will be a drawing that they're having. The winner will be drawn after Labor Day. It's $25,000 cash, and you know, that's not chump change. That's not chump change. Sign up for that, too. And think about becoming a member, because membership has its advantages. And you will get, if you become a member, depending on what level of membership you join, $474 worth of free stuff given to you on top of that from the United States Concealed Carry Association, including that great award-winning magazine called Concealed Carry Magazine. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and while you're there, click on the USCCA logo link, and good luck to you. We want to talk about somebody winning that cash. We can announce them here on this program. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
We heard from Mary in Williams, Arizona, which is up near Flagstaff, and she has a concern. Captain, please ask Denise, will every state in the country have the drive-through COVID-19 test points? Go ahead.
Probably not. We have West Virginia that doesn't have any cases. So I would say that probably not. They will probably go into high concentrated areas where, you know, places in certain states have a real problem, like maybe Seattle, a couple of places in New York, you know, that kind of thing. But, probably not.
Here's one from Floyd, and Floyd is somewhere near Reno, not Reno, Nevada, but he's saying, Captain, it's snowing up here. So, oh, I see, he's in Truckee. All right, no wonder. Okay, Captain, it's snowing up here. He says, we might have to chain up going over the top of Downer tonight, but just wanted to ask you, Starbucks is... he says, Starbucks is shutting down their insides. You only can drive through and get your coffee there now. Is that going to upset the teetotalers?
Okay.
I know what he's getting at. But what do you think? It is going to upset a lot of people's routines, isn't it?
Well, I mean, being self-quarantining, if you will, or not being social for 2 weeks is going to upset a lot of people. It already is.
Yeah.
And businesses.
Yeah. 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 And again, as we announced when we first came on, and, you know, McDonald's, for those of you that want to have it your way, you're not going to be able to go inside, sit down, have that little old, bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, whatever it is you're going to have. You're going to have to, and by the way, the playgrounds at McDonald's are shut down. It's going to be drive-through or walk-up only, period. And just about every other fast food place, right?
Correct. Or not even just fast food, but any kind of restaurant. I mean, they're essentially closing except for, their dining rooms are closed except for takeout or delivery.
Yep. So, we'll get through it. And somebody, okay, who is this now? Sorry, I'm in here. This is Major Mac over in Germany. He's saying, what do you mean controlled fear, Denise?
No, I said manufactured fear.
Well, he heard. Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
No, manufactured fear. We are in a crisis. I was trying to make the distinction between a manufactured crisis,
right,
and manufactured fear.
Right.
But we're in a crisis, but it doesn't mean that we have to be terrified of this.
Right.
And we are terrifying, media is terrifying people, especially the senior citizens, such that now you've got some retailers here in the United States, Dollar General is one of them, that is opening their stores in a window of time only for senior citizens, so they feel like that they can shop there without a higher risk of being, you know, shoulder to cheek with other people.
Uh-huh.
So they've literally terrified senior citizens, because anybody, me included, you know, 60 and older, 65 and older,
but you're only 39.
Risk, exactly.
Okay, no, I know what you're saying, and I've had a lot of people come up and go, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" I said, "What do you mean? What are you going to do?" I said, "Just be smart about it, common sense." I said, "By the way, and here's the other thing: some of these places where you go to buy things now, they're giving you complimentary bottles of hand sanitizer. I saw that yesterday.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you know, if for nothing else, the world is a pretty unsanitary place.
Oh, yeah.
So, if for nothing else, we're expanding hygiene in a big, huge way. That includes ATM machines and elevator buttons and handrails on escalators.
Well, let me tell you a secret. I have never touched an ATM machine that I haven't gone right back to my vehicle with the little hand sanitizers I got in there and done the thing to my hands, because I'm telling you, that is filthy dirty.
Oh. I don't think I've used an ATM machine in 10 years.
Well, I do every now and then, but when you do, I mean, you got to remember, that's like, holy smokes, right?
Well, I mean, anything that you put your hands on, it's really kind of remarkable. Even the, you know, the gasoline pump that you know,
right,
put in your car. I mean, who's been touching that?
Right.
You know, have you touched, you know, even I've noticed that some public spaces, especially restaurants, are changing the way the door swings going into the bathrooms.
Correct.
Have you ever noticed that?
I have.
You pull it open to go in.
Yep.
And you push it to go out, which means after you wash your hands,
yep,
because some don't, you don't want to touch the handle again to open it to go out.
Correct.
You want to push it to go out. So
correct.
Yeah, yeah. So
and if you want,
people are getting it.
Yeah, and if you want to nip this thing in the bud, you got to start thinking about personal sanitation. I mean, you know, for God's sake, the simple thing. What did your mom tell you when you were growing up? You go to the bath, wash your hands. How many times did you hear that? Okay, and if you didn't, and she didn't hear the sink going, and you with the water and all that, you came through the kitchen, guess what? Hands in the sink with the soap, and she washed them. Right? That's what happened to me anyway. If she didn't hear the water going, I wasn't washing my hands. It was, hey, come over here. And, you know, wash your hands in the sink. But that was my mom, and that was the way a lot of things were growing up. That's how you learn hygiene. Plus, again, when you got in the military and all that sort of stuff, or the fire service, hey, if one guy came down with something, the whole damn station would have it within a week if you didn't take care of yourself.
Well, I can tell you that the professional sports teams were always dealing with this kind of thing in their locker room.
Sure.
You know, football, college football, NFL.
Sure.
Baseball, you know, soccer, hockey. They always dealt with the very same things, especially considering, you know, like football. I mean, these guys, they put on the same pads, which have the same sweat. That was always a very big worry, and I think that the major league teams have combated a lot of that hygiene in their locker rooms.
By the way, we did hear late yesterday from U.S. Attorney Durham, and he said that he believed, or at least one of his representatives said, that they believe that they will be done with their end of the Russia probe.
This actually came out a couple of weeks ago over in the House Judiciary Committee because Jim Jordan happened to mention kind of a status report on Durham's investigation during the FISA hearings, if you will, that they were trying to do in the House.
Uh-huh.
And so Jim Jordan thinks that, for the most part, the first review will be around review to select members of Congress, those with high security clearance, around June, and that will be kind of a status review report, and then from there it could be somewhere between August and September.
Okay, and the Pentagon officials have announced a total domestic travel ban for all troops, civilian personnel,
correct,
and their families until May 11th.
Correct.
That might be expanded, all right?
I don't think so.
Well, we're not doing too bad when it comes to this 15-day thing. I mean, if we can do this and do it right over the 15-day period they're talking about, then we'll slow this thing down to a crawl.
Won't
we?
The word is if. The word is if. But
yeah.
In the meantime, there are businesses, especially small business, that operate financially hour to hour.
Uh-huh.
And this will bankrupt an awful lot of them.
Unfortunately, you're right. And I don't wish that upon anybody. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trust Trot on over there. Sign up for her great stuff, and away you go. Okay, Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think that we've done a fantastic job from just about every standpoint. With that being said, no matter where you look, this is something, it's an invisible enemy.
An invisible enemy. That's how President Trump characterizing the coronavirus at the White House briefing. The president outlining a new series of coronavirus guidelines. The two-page list called 15 Days to Slow the Spread. It advises Americans to avoid eating out in restaurants and to avoid social gatherings with no more than 10 people. The president asked about the potential for restrictions on domestic travel.
Hopefully we won't have to do that, but it's certainly something that we talk about every day. We haven't made that decision.
As for the stock market, the largest sell-off ever on Wall Street in one day, with the Dow down almost 3,000 points on coronavirus fears. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are, in this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch Military and Veterans News, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is not your average place where you go to school and you come out with a degree and this, that, and all that other stuff. Now, here's what you do, okay? You come out with a job and a career in your hand. Listen to this.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know the National Aviation Academy has got your back when it comes to training and education, but they also know that many of the young students, as well as the veterans returning from overseas and people getting out of the service, don't really know where they're headed. And for the people that are getting out of these vocational tech schools and they're learning how to become a plumber, a carpenter, an electrician, a pipe fitter, some other sort of thing, a lathe operator, whatever, you're going to get yourself in a position where more than likely you're going to have a union job. Now, as a result, you're going to start out as an apprentice. That's the way it works. Now, even if you're not in a union, you're going to start out as an apprentice. But you're probably, in 90% of the cases that I know of, you're going to start out as an 80%er. So if the salary is 15 an hour, you're going to get 12. If the salary is 10 an hour, you're going to get 8. If the salary is 12 an hour, you're going to get $9.60. Well, multiply that times 40 hours a week, number one. Number two, how about $60,000 a year, okay, in a 40-hour work week? Big difference, isn't it? Here's what you do. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy at naa.edu, naa.edu, and then give them a call to schedule an appointment, take the tour, at 800-659-2080. Now, they have two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., and the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here across the bay from where I'm at in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Pinellas County. Here's what you do. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and believe me, you will be impressed. You will be impressed. They are the best at what they do. They're great people. They love our veterans. They hire veterans. You guys and gals coming through, transiting in and out of the military, looking for something to do, not sure what you want to do. This is it right here. Become an aviation maintenance tech. You will always be in demand. Don't need to worry about any work layoffs there. Nope. Don't need to worry about it. Alrighty. The Department of Defense announced a total domestic travel ban for all troops, all civilian personnel, and their families until May 11th in an effort to limit their potential exposure to the coronavirus. This applies to all bases. Al was telling us that his boy up there in Fort Carson, Colorado, was limited to a 30-mile range in which he could leave the base. That was it, 30 miles. And I imagine there'll be more of that we'll be hearing about in the days and weeks to come. Now, the first coronavirus case for a sailor on board a warship was mentioned, announced. It was a sailor assigned to the infamous assault ship Boxer who tested presumptive positive for the new strain of coronavirus, marking the first case for a sailor on board a Navy ship and the second known patient from Naval Base San Diego. So, needless to say, 14 days at sea. Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing. And even our aircraft carrier, Harry S. Truman, that went in with its cruiser escort to Da Nang in Vietnam. Same thing. They're going to be 14 days out there in the somewhere off the coast over there in Southeast Asia. Remember, we never really know where they're at until they tell us they're going somewhere, and then that's when they pop up on the horizon. Oh, here they come. Yeah, but anyway. The three U.S. troops who were injured in a barrage of rockets that hit the base housing the U.S. and other coalition troops north of Baghdad were also part of where two Iraqis were injured. This was on Saturday again. This was after the rocket attack last week that killed two Americans and one Canadian. Remember that one? It injured 10 more. They apparently are pretty much honed in on Camp Taji. And we got to do something there. What the something is, don't know. Now, we did hear the commander of U.S. Central Command, General McKenzie, told reporters that the United States is going to retain two aircraft carriers in the Middle East and is in the process of moving Patriot missile defense batteries into Iraq as tensions with Iran are continuing to mount because they're the ones that are telling their proxies in Iraq to fire on us in our positions. They're the ones, Iran, make no mistake about it. So something's got to be done. By the way, a lot of activity going on in South Korea right now. regarding the coronavirus. The coronavirus cases amongst the South Korean-based U.S. troops is holding steady as the quarantines they have in place are working. So that's an idea of where, for the last month and a half or two, it's worked, so we know it'll work here if we limit our activities as to what we're doing. New military travel restrictions are creating a moving backlog for South Korea. Their 60-day travel restriction in South Korea for service members and their families is causing just a really large backlog of people in South Korea that would have left the country during that time for new assignments. They're not able to make the duty roster for the new assignment. They're having to stay there until it's they can hit you right or whatever. By the way, in a world gripped by a pandemic, we've got global unrest, a fast-moving news cycle, and the tenth year of the war in Syria. And that war in Syria is still having a global impact. And while there's not a lot of them there, there's still members of ISIS there, as well as Al-Qaeda. And the bad guys that are there are really bad. The good guys that are there are good. And it seems that Turkey and Syria don't seem to know the difference sometimes, because they're bombing the good guys when they should be bombing the bad guys. And I don't know how that keeps happening. Who knows? By the way, the USS America, while on patrol in the Pacific, is flying the Captain America flag from the cartoon show. Captain America is one of the most iconic military characters of all time, one that bridges generations and evokes patriotism and a sense of duty, and they are flying that flag proudly as they are out there somewhere in the Pacific, the USS America. Well, how about that? And the U.S. is still bombing the hell out of the Taliban and other militants despite ongoing peace talks and the expected kickoff of the intra-Afghan talks, because the Taliban haven't stopped fighting. And that could put everything into limbo over in Afghanistan. By the way, when your work is classified, Pentagon, work from home doesn't work. As millions of Americans prepare to work from home in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus, Defense Department managers and the companies that support them are waiting on guidance as to just how they should be clearing their offices when they're doing classified work. Well, the rules are such that you can't take that stuff out of the building. You can't go home with it. Now, I remember years ago there were some people that got caught at that, and they got in big time trouble. So I'm sure that they want to get this done right. I'm sure they want to get this done right. And by the way, nearly all the military schools in Europe have closed over the coronavirus concerns. I'm not surprised. You shouldn't be either. All right. Coming back, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. We got a lot of financial stuff to talk about with him. I'm sure he's going to have an answer to every question. No, I'm just kidding. Chris is going to try his very best to try to make some sense out of a very strange upside-down world. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, how's your appetite alarm sounding? How about 12 noon today if you're anywhere near Bradenton? How about you truck on over to Mixon's Grosside Cafe? I'll tell you why. They got some of the best, I mean the best sandwiches you've ever had. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You know, we used to have a place when I was in Syracuse downtown, and Chris Markowski was on the phone will agree with me. It was called the Original Sandwich Shop. And people, honest to God, folks, would drive there from 20, 25, 30 miles away just to get one of their great sandwiches, and they were famous. Well, right now, Mixon's Grosside Cafe is getting to be the same way. And by the way, go on in there and try out the Captain's Club. I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it because it has my personal stamp of approval because it's got my name on it. So, the Mixon's Grosside Cafe, located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm building at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. The first Thursday of the month, we are there for Have Lunch with the Captain, so we'll be there. What is that, April 5th or something like that? Don't quote me on the date because I'm looking on my shoulder. But anyway, they're open from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Stop by. And by the way, Chris Markowski's favorite, orange swirl ice cream. Yep, when you finish the sandwich, trot on over to the ice cream section and grab you some orange swirl ice cream. Speaking of Chris Markowski, here he is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you hungry?
A little bit.
You were up early this morning. I saw your little green light on. Yeah, you were on about an hour or so ago. I could see the little green light for Chris Markowski. I almost said something. I said, no, I don't want to, because they never know if you're going to wake somebody up when you do that. But anyway, let's talk about what's going on with the economy, because two trends of thought, well, actually three came out yesterday. First of all, Chuck E. Schumer goes, I want to put $750 billion into the economy. And then, not to be outdone, Larry Kudlow says, well, we could actually do $800 billion and more. And then you got Mitt Romney, who came out and said, I got the perfect solution. I'm going to give everybody $1,000 back.
Yeah, I don't think that $1,000 thing is going to work. I really don't. That was it's trotting out what George W. Bush did.
Yeah, but his was $250, remember?
Yeah, and I think you had to make under $70,000 to get it. I can't remember exactly how that worked. You're going to have to do more than that. Just $1,000 is not going to do much for somebody that lost their job because they can't go to work. I mean, we now here on Long Island, all the restaurants are shut down, bars are shut down, outside of just delivery and pickup. At the store.
That's right. Same down here.
Oh, really? They shut everything down there?
McDonald's, 14,000 McDonald's, and all the fast food joints. You've got to do the drive-in. Nothing in store. No in store dining.
Well, that's just Matt. But those are just the fast food stores.
I don't know. The regular ones are telling us no more than 10 people. So who knows?
Yeah.
We'll find out today. A lot of these people will find out today.
Yeah. So I mean, it's going to put a lot of people out of work and to be furloughed for a period of time. So there's got to be something to do to help them, and I think $1,000 ain't going to cut the mustard.
Now, some of these restaurants have got an outdoor area that's almost as big as the indoor, so I wonder if they'll allow them to serve the people outdoors but not indoor. Ha-ha.
I don't know. Like I said, everything here is shut down, and they extended the school closings to April 1st for where we are, so it's pretty rough going right now. Again, I got three teenagers in the house. Try to keep them from freaking out over this amount of time. It's going to be tough.
Well, a lot of people are worried about the stock market this, the stock market that, and rightfully so, because some people use the stock market as their Bible for whatever. I personally don't think that's a great idea. But I'm looking right now. Now, again, I know this is the futures I'm looking at, but everything's back in the green.
Yeah, listen, I think we've got to pay greater attention in trying to solve the fundamentals of the issues we're going to have with the economy moving forward, and also solve the problem with this virus. Trump made that point yesterday. I didn't think he did a tremendous job during his press conference late in the afternoon, because he screwed up with that July-August thing.
Yeah.
That he said that really didn't help. But the sooner we solve the coronavirus, the sooner everything's going to go back to normal. That's just the reality. And everything's going to go back the way it was. But we just got to deal with this now, and to try to watch what the markets are going to do right now, forget it. You can't. It's not possible. There's no right. It's just here, there, and everywhere. Bouncing around all over the place.
Speaking of bouncing around, there is an advantage to part of this, and here it comes. I like to follow the price of oil, because that to me determines what's going to happen in trucking and transportation with freight rates and whatnot, as well as not only the trucks but also the planes and the ships and the trains. Now, West Texas crude starts out the day at $28.70, down $3.03 from yesterday. Brent crude starts out at $30.05, down $3.80 from yesterday. And Chris, hold on to your freaking chair. Wholesale gasoline out of the refinery without adding the federal tax, the state tax, the transportation, and whatever else goes in there is 69 cents a gallon. It dropped 21 cents a gallon yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be a help to consumers without a doubt. But again, consumers are not driving anywhere. It's going to be good for, like I said, for trucking companies and whatnot and airlines. And hopefully they can go buy up and stockpile at these lower levels and, hedge their position and for the future. But no one's driving anywhere. So, I mean, it's all well and good, and it's going to be helpful when we get back up and running again. But right now, you're not going to really see much of an effect to people. I mean, outside of their heating bills, but we're getting to the point in time where it's spring.
Now, did they close the state parks up in New York?
I am not sure.
I saw something with a state trooper with his vehicle blocking the front entrance to some state park somewhere in the Adirondacks, and it led me to believe that the park wasn't open anymore. It wasn't a ranger, it was a state trooper.
I'm not sure if they did that, because I remember they were encouraging people to go on hikes and walks and stuff like that, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they shut down the state parks. They got all the hiking trails where I live on Long Island, I know, are still open. So I don't know about the state parks.
Okay.
Vermont, they shut down the ski resorts and everything like that.
Mm. Okay, because in a lot of places, like let's take Colorado, for example, I got a friend that's in Colorado right now with his son and his daughter, and another friend of mine, actually it's one of the nurses that takes care of me at the doctor's office, she's going for a wedding up there in Vail, Colorado, and they told her, come on, bring your winter clothes, it's going to be great, and they're looking forward to going skiing, so as far as I know, that's all still going.
Huh, for now, but maybe not for long. But the way that the government said right now, it's basically heading towards almost shutting everything down coast to coast and seeing what can happen, flatten that curve. So after, 15 days, we can get things under control to a greater degree. I think that's what everybody's kind of counting on right now is just trying to flush it through the system.
I'm going to send you this joke, but I'm going to say it over the air. Somebody just sent me a joke. They said, this is for you and Chris. It's from Doug. Thanks, Doug. He says, the Chinese government just announced the name of the first person to contract the coronavirus. You ready?
Ready.
Achoo! I said it the way he said it too. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate that. We needed a sense of humor with this. But the thing of it is, it's we're in a battle. All right, we're in a battle, and we're going to get over this, aren't we?
Oh yeah. Like I said, I'm not worried about that. Of course, we're going to get through it. The problem is that when you're dealing with these really difficult times and there's a lot of uncertainty, they it's like time stands still. You know how you go on vacation and time can sometimes kind of stand still, but
yeah.
The same thing happens when you're doing bad things. I mean, you think about it, you had that Michigan primary was a week ago. It seems like it was 6 months ago. Everything's moving
Super
so slowly.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, now we've got Florida, Illinois, and Arizona, the three states today. They moved Ohio to June. But the big prize today is Florida, 219 delegates in the mix of things.
Yeah. It's going to be a really, just done over, it's going to be a really compacted, season for running for the presidency, this election cycle, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, Cuomo up there. I heard him with one of his press conferences, and we'll make this our last question. He says, we need the federal help. We got to have the federal help. We can't do this on our own. He sounded like he was begging. What the hell's wrong with him?
Yeah, listen, you're going to get federal help. But the problem is with some of these governors out there is they like being governor, but they don't like making decisions. You're the governor of a state. We have the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. Your job is to make decisions based upon the state. I don't think that, that they were calling out the federalized, orders to do shut things down. Why do they want that? Because then if something goes wrong, they don't have to take the blame. Do I think they need to be shutting down North Dakota right now? No. Okay? You can't do this across country. It's not fair.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Stay out of trouble.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski. By the way, Melvin up there in Saratoga Springs is telling us that they're waiving the entrance fees at the New York State Parks. Okay, very good. And good morning, Wayne. How are you doing? I just saw you sent me something in there. Appreciate it. All right, we will talk to you again another time here right after the news.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.